Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Dangerous fire conditions are continuing today. For the past 3 days, firefighters across the county, as well as the North Carolina Forest Service, have had to deal with major wildfires. Most have been in the Evergreen area. There was a hog farm near Bud Stevens Road that was threatened at one point. A grass fire got out of control and got into some woods off of Mangum Road yesterday afternoon. It also required the Forest Service, as well as helicopters, dumping water. The entire area is under an extreme fire warning today and for the rest of the week and into next week, people. All outdoor burning should be avoided, if possible, until conditions improve. Emergency repairs are underway on the water system in Waterfall Estates today. The area is under a boil advisory there in District 3. The county will announce when the boil advisory has been lifted. There was a water main break, and there could be contaminants in the system due to backflow. Call 910-770-2158 for more information. Representative Brendan Jones called out former Governor Roy Cooper and the NC Office of Resilience and Recovery in an ex post today. Jones has continued to hammer the failure to properly manage hundreds of millions of dollars in relief for victims of Hurricanes Matthew and Florence here in the East. NCOR cannot account for much of the state and federal funding that was set aside to rebuild and repair storm-damaged homes. A bill introduced yesterday will provide $217 million to finish the projects, but the Office of State Budget Management will be holding the purse strings for NCOR. The Closeout Operations Providing Emergency Relief Act, called COOPER for short, provides twice-monthly financial and progress statements from NCOR. NCOR was created by Governor Cooper and was completely under his control with no oversight by legislators or other state agencies. Less than half the home repair or replacement projects have been completed, 9 years after Hurricane Matthew and 7 after Hurricane Florence. Movies are back at the Museum of Science in downtown Whiteville. WALL-E will be shown Saturday at 11 a.m. and at 2 p.m. in the Museum Theater. There's no cost. Drinks and snacks will be available. There will be opportunities for hands-on learning after each show. The movie series is brought to you by International Paper. Speaking of the museum, they have an opening for an educator. Call 910-788-5100 to apply. Today is the application deadline. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.